Okay, Nick, so obviously the cyclone's been really devastating. What have you found about the impact in the worst hit regions, and how are road transport operators coping, and what are they also doing to help?
Look, road transport operators are doing what they do best, and that's responding at a moment's notice to need. And we've seen that need obviously as a result of the appalling impact of Cyclone Gabrielle on particularly the Hawke's Bay, Tairāwhiti and Gisborne and the Coromandel. On top of the damage that has been done to Auckland with the storm previously, so there is in the first instance, that we're still, I think, as a country in rescue mode, that is seeking out the people who need help in those areas and getting them the basics of life. Trucking is going to provide a very important role there because it's about connecting in on those reconnected roads and getting fresh supplies of food and medical supplies in. And then, of course, in the recovery, when we shift to that point, which I suspect is going to take years, trucking is going to play an awesome role in that because it's about, the equipment that's required, and the rebuild materials are going to have to be trucked in and around areas. So, the backbone of the response to this incident right now is trucking, and trucking will be the backbone of the recovery effort in the years to come. So, I think it's very important that not only we are a voice in that, and that's why I've joined the industry group for MB to be our voice as an industry there, and it's why I've called for the Minister of Finance to stand up the COVID wage subsidies and business support smartly, because of the need in these areas where often whole industries have been stopped, that you're still going to require a trucking firm to be upstanding in every little pocket of the country to carry this rescue and recovery effort. So we've asked for that support to be in place as soon as possible. We did that early on, not because we support corporate welfare, but because in real practical terms, the country needs good, viable trucking businesses to help at these times of stress. And that's we'll see where that leads, but I think it's important that we are we're out front in that, anticipating the need before it gets really, really serious.
How many trucking companies themselves have been really affected, really hard hit?
There are some that have been very badly hit. There are many that have had some of their fleet or their yards impacted. There are some that appear to be untouched. What I have noticed in with the people I've spoken to, that the owners and managers of these operations, is how resilient they are, not just in their with their gear, but actually in their minds, recognizing that, or thinking there are other people worse off for them, and they've just got to get on with it. And I think it's a good indication of Kiwi spirit, and I think it should give the rest of New Zealand confidence that the trucking industry will be there to support them.
Do you think one of the effects will be a big shortage of supplies or in other parts of the country, especially, and prices might go up, especially fresh produce, Hawke's Bay being, one of the main growing areas in the country?
It will be a case of supply and demand. And I'm not in a position really to comment on that at this point. I'm interested in obviously our trucks, or should I say, the trucks of the industry being fairly compensated for the work that they do, so their businesses can remain viable and profitable, and that we keep showing New Zealand that we're an industry that's doing great work, and that it's a great place for New Zealanders to come and work.
Okay. Some of those roads, though, with so many being wiped out, it's going to be very hard to fix them and take a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, and I was initially cautious when I had the reported comments of Chris Hipkins about roading, but I've since read what he said, and I'm quite positive about his comments. Well, not quite positive, I'm positive about his comments. He's talking about the need we're going to have to build bigger and better, and that is going to mean more money for investment in roads. Right. And that's what we've been asking for this government for many years. You know, I think there is, I'm pretty sure Chris Hipkins understands that roads are the only, and trucks are the only things that can deliver in times like this. You know, we've seen how little rail actually brings to the table and how flimsy and unresilient it is where it comes to weather. But trucks will keep pushing through. And, you know, it's roads that are open quickly. So, you know, I know the convoys that have been, you know, the members of our industry have been part of in Gisborne. And, you know, it's trucking that pushes through and responds within minutes in these sort of situations. And, you know, boy, oh boy, we've seen that here again. And we do, you know, we need to tell that story effectively.
Yeah, I mean, some of those trucking companies organising supplies, like the Westall one and Motueka, that's getting off and, you know, coming up with some initiative themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
It's helping.
That's right.
Long term, I guess, one more thing with infrastructure, just to follow up from that last point, is that these severe weather events are going to happen again.
Yes.
So we need more resilient infrastructure in the long term.
Yeah, we do. And I think New Zealand's got to get used to the fact that we're going to have to up-spec our infrastructure and where it's located. You know, not everything is going to be the same. We're not just going to build back the same. It's going to be different, and that we might all not be able to live where we've always lived. And that shouldn't be a scary prospect. That should be something that we look on in a positive way. I mean, civilizations have had to, you know, make these sort of changes throughout millennia. And we just have to be growing up and non-defensive about how we approach that change and understand the reasons behind it and make really good decisions based on the best evidence we've got about where we site things and where we build critical infrastructure.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Nick.